Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast. We see how long we can hang on, and then I give you my honest first impression based on my 14 years of podcasting experience. This is episode number 198, and today we're doing something a little different. I was going to listen to this show because somebody sent me a link to somebody's tweet that was linked to something else. And I was like, oh, this guy on Twitter has a podcast. I should probably listen to this one. It's called the Marketing Buzzword Podcast. And he had some sort of link to a report on what was working in marketing. And I was like, all right, he seems to have good content. Let's check out his podcast. So it's called the Marketing Buzzword Podcast. You can find it at, you guessed it, marketingbuzzword.com. The description in iTunes or Apple Podcast is this. Yep, that's it. No description. It's the Marketing Buzzword Podcast by Ben N. M. Roberts. And we're going to listen to an episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and this is episode number 52. It's entitled Bite-Sized Buzzword SEO. I love anything about SEO, and this is the Marketing Buzzword Project. Here we go.
Hello, you splendiferous little marketing bees. You're tuned into episode 52.
Right.
Of the Marketing Buzzword Podcast.
Excellent.
This is the Marketing Buzzword Podcast, the podcast where we dissect the world's most common marketing buzzwords. Hold on tight. We are about to fly around the beehive to see the latest buzzwords that stuck to the marketing bees.
All right, I like the intro. That's annoying.
Hello, and welcome to the bite-sized section of the Marketing Buzzword Podcast and Project, aptly named Bite-Sized Buzzword. I'm Ben Roberts, and in these bite-sized snackable episodes, I'm going to help you to dive deep into what a specific marketing buzzword actually means, how we decide whether it is or isn't relevant for your business, and if it is, how you can actually incorporate that buzzword into your marketing strategy. Now, this week we're going to look at the marketing buzzword or term search engine optimization, aka SEO.
All right, now for the record, normally I would stop it here because he's not talking about SEO strategies. He's talking what is SEO, and that's not what I was looking for. But nonetheless, I'm going to listen to a little more. So far, he's okay.
And why this is something that is of huge, huge importance, but because it isn't necessarily always the biggest and latest trend, it's something that a lot of people can often forget about. And in this episode, we're going to look at what is SEO. We're going to look at some of the basics around that. We're going to look at some of the common errors that are made when people are trying to optimize their websites. Some of the advantages around actually prioritizing SEO over other forms of marketing.
All right. And now I completely switch my... This is exactly what I'm looking for, SEO strategies and what does and doesn't work. So, all right, I'm in.
And we'll look at some of those basic on-page principles that you need to look at to make sure that if you haven't got, well, you need to make sure you've got those right in order to give yourself the best chance of being ranked online. Because I believe it's something that a lot of people can do in-house more than they think before they outsource. Yes, there may be a time when it comes to outsourcing, but there's probably a lot you can do in-house and save yourself a bit of money. Now, what is SEO? Well, the basics of it are reasonably simple. It's how to get found by search on a search engine, and that can be in the form of either typed, or it can be in the search or in the term of VoIP, so voice over IP, which is the things like the smart speakers. So you talk your Alexas, your Google Homes. Either way, or even on your Siri or anything. Even I know on my Android, I can use ask Google stuff in there through voice. These are the sort of search terms that you want to get ranked for. And these are the questions that people are asking, the terms they're searching for, and you obviously want to become at the forefront of those results if it's relevant to your business. In terms of how you rank, now, SEO isn't an exact science, but it is very much a science. I mean, by not an exact science, I mean Google doesn't show exactly what percentage or what weightings all these attributes have in terms of how they impact upon your Google ranking, but they are some really strong signals, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So Well, actually, let's talk about it now. I mean, there are some really common things in there. So backlinks are seen as one of the number one ways in which you can help build authority on your site.
Couple things I like about this podcast. Number one, nice intro, lets me know what's going on. The only thing that I didn't pay attention to, and I should probably go back and listen again, is if you're trying to position yourself as an expert, in this case it's Ben M. Roberts, I don't know that his intro did anything like Ben's been doing marketing since, you know, whatever. Something to let me know, why should I be listening to Ben? I like the fact that he was just talking to me. Nothing new crazy, nothing super scripted, just talking about SEO. And I like the fact that he let me know what was going to be in the episode. That's really what kept me listening, is he said, oh, we are going to talk about strategies. And all in all, the only thing, and this is nothing against Ben, there are times because of his accent, when he talks really fast, I can't really understand what he's saying. But that's fine. Don't try to, you know, that's just a stupid American thing to say. So other than that, I would definitely like to listen to the rest of this episode. And all in all, I thought it was okay. If you would like your show right here, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. And if you have an opinion on today's show, I would love to hear it. It's 888-563-3228, or just swipe up, down, left, right, whatever it is on your app, and you should see the phone number there. We got some feedback this week.
Hey there, Dave. This is Rob Uston, sometime podcaster. I have a couple of things I wanted to mention to you about the podcast Rodeo Show. The first thing I wanted to ask was, are you still doing completely random podcasts? I haven't heard you ask Alexa for anything in a while. So I was curious. I really enjoyed when you would just completely pick a podcast totally randomly. And that was a fun part of the show. The second thing I wanted to mention was kind of a little critique of you doing something on the podcast Rodeo Show that might be a little bit of a nitpicky thing, but I wanted to mention it to you. So when you, after you play your disclaimer and you're about to play the podcast you're going to review, you say, you basically say, here comes episode 172 of the podcast Rodeo Show. But you're introducing the actual podcast that you are playing. So I think of it like a radio DJ where they're about to introduce a song and they say, here comes Bananarama with Cruel Summer, and then they play it. So when you say that, I get like confused, or I'm like, wait, what's going on? So my suggestion is, if you want to say the episode number of the podcast Rodeo Show, you should do it as an intro. Welcome, you know, I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to the podcast Rodeo Show. This is episode 193, and I'm going to review blah, blah, blah show. And then when you come back from the disclaimer, you say, here's the episode of blah, blah, blah show that I'm going to review, or something similar to that. This way, you're not introducing it as the podcast Rodeo Show. I know that sounds really weird, but it's bugging me, like a nitpicky thing, but I just wanted to offer that as some constructive criticism. So hope you can take it that way. And I really enjoy listening to the podcast Rodeo Show.
Rob, thank you so much for the feedback. If you've noticed today, I changed all this around, and I had somebody else had said, hey, what happened to the random stuff? I really love the random stuff. And for a while I was doing them every Monday, even if I had a bunch of people that wanted to pay me. Well, you know what? I'm making $5 on these, and I don't want to lose my audience. So the fact that two of you have now said, hey, I really like the days of Alexa, I will do that. Mondays, if all else, because right now we are up through, I record this on the 25th, and we are good through October 3rd. So I've got, like another two or three in the can from Fiverr. Fiverr is great. I like the fact that people can pay me for that. It takes me about a half an hour to put out an episode, so I'm making a whopping $10 an hour, and I'll take that. And my audience has spoken. We occasionally like the Alexa thing, and I will be implementing that on Mondays. And if we run out of room because all these people want their podcast reviewed, well, maybe I'll add another day to the schedule. So thank you so much for the feedback. And this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.